Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Duke Moss. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Duke Moss. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gil McDougald. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Martin. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Byrne. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Tommy Byrne. And now, play ball. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle takes first base on ball four. Bauer moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridwesser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive towards short. Keane reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Carey reaches second base with a double. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell, who is chasing the ball. Byrne reaches third base with a triple. Carey scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0-for-1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keane. The throw from Howard and he is out, Martin applying the tag. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Seaborn. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Maxwell scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Howard and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin bunts towards the mound. Moss fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bridewesser fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Seaborn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. McDougald reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bridewesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridewesser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Breidweiser moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Breidweiser scores. Moss moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. Howard moves to second. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Carey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Byrne hits a ball on the ground for a single. Howard scores. Carey moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey scores. Byrne moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Yankees, 3. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Mantle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Breidwesser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidwesser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Breidwesser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duke Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moss fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Byrne bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Carey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips fields it and throws to third for the out. Byrne moves to second. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 3 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Byrne moves to third. McDougald moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bauer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Bauer reaches second base with a double. Byrne scores. McDougald scores. Martin moves to third. It's 5-3, Yankees. Steve Gromeck now pitching. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mantle is walked intentionally. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Martin tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Yankees. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauer scores. Mantle moves to second. It's 7-3, Yankees. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0 for 3 in the game. Seaborn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Keene hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maxwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Byrne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrne is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Byrne hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McDougald moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Bauer hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Carey. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Phillips scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy pinch hits for Steve Gromek. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards short. McDougald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Small pinch runs for Harvey Keene. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Small moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Small moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Tom Morgan now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. McDougald fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.